Hello and welcome to Sensual Seduction. I am your host, Kitty, and I'm here with...
Warpath.
Hello, Warpath.
Howdy.
Basically, we're going to talk about some interesting stuff, like sex and stuff that you don't normally talk to, I don't know, like your friends. There may be things that you don't feel comfortable talking to. Let's see here. I'm going to fix this a little bit. Basically, it's going to be about, you know, sexual positions, toys, how to spice up your love life, stuff like that. That's what this is about. And we've been together for 8 years, so we know about this kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, so we've tried everything, done everything, so we thought we'd give you guys a little bit of advice on how to spruce up your, you know, your love life. You know, and it could be jaunting at times. You know, we use, I don't want to like pull out the big guns at the beginning of the show, but you know, there's things such as sex toys, different positions, oral sex, stuff like that, that, you know, that helps, you know, bring back the steam into the bedroom. Okay, that's basically what we're going to talk about. Also, there has to be love and sex in a relationship in order to make it work. Also, communication, stuff like that, you know? So, and trust. Always got to keep that in there. So, with that being said, we can go ahead and get started with the segmentation here about toys. That's one of my favorite. You can ask Warpath. So, I think he's a little shy on this one. I don't know. Basically... we tried toys when I'm the one that introduced him to the toy thing. And basically, it can be jaunting. Like, if you're going to buy a sex toy, I buy mine from an online store. And they have a 1-800 number. So, like, when you go to buy your toy, like, if you don't go to a store that's around where you live, then online store is probably your best bet. But, you know, make sure they're trusted and stuff. But you have to call them. And I remember me asking about, like, do you have the so-and-so one with cock and balls and stuff? And you literally have to say that, you know, with, you know, the operator. So it can be jaunting at first, but you'll get used to it, trust me. Because I've been doing it for a while. And this is intended, if you guys cannot tell, for matured audiences. So, if, you know, if you're underage, you might want to go ahead and turn this off. And I do have another podcast, but when I get that one started, I'll go ahead and give you guys that one. But you guys need to turn off if you're underage. Okay. Now that we got that out of the way, we already went a little too far.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, but this is our first one. This is our first podcast about this kind of stuff, you know. But this ain't our first rodeo, if you know what I mean, about sex. Okay. So basically, we started using sex toys, I don't know, when was that, like our second, third date?
I believe it was our second date.
Our second date. And he had never performed oral before. So, I had to teach him, you know, where to go and how to do it. And basically, he was good at it, you know, but it took a little time getting used to. You can share that story if you want to, Warpath, if you'd like to.
Yeah, it does take time to for someone to get used to it. But, I mean, if your man is not doing it right, let him know what he's doing wrong, please.
Exactly. If he ain't eating it right. Okay, all women are different. Like, there's, you can't say, put your fingers in, arch, you know, the two fingers, you know, like, come hither, come, you know, you can, yeah, that will work, yes. But you can't scratch it, you know, do anything like that, because that would not be cool.
Make sure that your fingernails are cut.
Yeah, keep them smooth, okay? Also, but we're going to stick with the toys because some reason for me, like, for instance, I just told you, not every woman's alike. For me, fingers don't do it for me. They just don't.
I've tried it.
So I have to have my, you know, dildos, sex toys, vibrators, all sorts of stuff. So basically, I have a variety of sex toys. So basically, what he does is, first, you know, he does oral. You know, he makes sure that he stays on the clit, you know, as much as he can. And basically, you know, I take it for as long as I can. Then I'll tell him, you know, it's time for, like, we'd use two toys. It's pretty much a gimme. Two toys. Okay, so basically we, you know, we've played with more than two, but usually it's two. I can give you my suggestions. Try the one with, but like I said, not every girl's the same, but I'll tell you the ones I use. I use the one that has like a egg at the end of it. It's like a long, what is that called?
Well, some of them will actually advertise it as a prostate massager.
But it really isn't. It's not.
But, well, I'm not into that, so we use it as a G-spot vibrator.
Well, they also sell them as G-spot vibrators.
Yeah.
They look the same, basically the same contour. They're going to go in deep, then curve up. Okay. So basically, we use that one while he's going to, you know, oral. And then I have one that's I really like. It's Mr. Marcus. Because it's curved. It's got a pretty good shaft on it. And it curves upwards so that it's able to hit that G-spot just right. And when a guy, you know, it's hard to explain this part, but him, I can always tell when he wants me to come because he'll speed up really fast. And he knows exactly what's going to happen when I, you know, he does that. So, that, yeah. I mean, and do you not, Warpath, know what's going to happen when you do that?
Well, it don't happen every time, but usually it does.
Yeah, sometimes I fight him. But when it happens, you know, you're going to hear, you know, if you hit the right spot, you know, you're going to hear, you know, this. So basically that's how you do it. You know, you make sure you're doing it right. And guys, seriously, make sure that you know what you're doing. Like I said, don't be scratching or anything like that. And women do tell your guy what to do. Don't leave him down there wondering what he's doing. You know, tell him what you want. Like, I tell him, like, we have this, you're going to laugh. This is the funny part. we watch pornos together. So sometimes I'll say something to the effect of, you know, if I want it faster, I use the term porn tongue. You know, like, use porn tongue on my pussy, you know? I just go and say that. And he's like, he knows. Fast, flicker, tick, you know, just all up in there. And he does it, and then that's usually what happens. So, yeah. So, anything you want to share with him about, you know, our sex life and stuff like that?
Well, if you wouldn't have told me exactly what to do and what I'm doing wrong and everything, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have known that my brother's advice was really bad advice.
Oh, dear God, I remember this.
I don't know if this is a perfect example of every woman is different.
Mm-hmm.
My brother's, well, now she's his ex-wife. She liked him to use Altoids, which is a very strong breath mint. Well, I told her about it, and she went, well, I don't know, I guess you can try it. And she was like, oh my gosh.
It burned. You don't, personally, I don't like it kind of thing. It actually feel like somebody put like
hot sauce.
No, icy hot. Seriously, oh, okay. It felt like icy hot. It was not. There was nothing good about that. I'm like extra sensitive or something. I don't know. But personally, I didn't like it. So your brother's advice sucks. Literally. Well, I mean, it was not good. I didn't like it. It was not. That was one of the worst experiences that we've had.
And I apologize for about 3-4 months straight.
Yeah. But we've been together. I mean, we've had our ups and downs in the bedroom. And the only way that we can give advice to you is to keep it spicy. Keep it going, you know.
And if you have to change it up just a little bit, I mean.
Yeah, we've tried all sorts of stuff. Sideways, upside downs, backwards, on the side. But we've done like some ones that some people would probably think, whoa, you know. Like with the back up against the wall, with your legs spread all the way apart and stuff like that. Basically, you bend over, your back is up against the wall. You basically bend down, you touch your toes, and you have the guy fuck you from behind, more or less, really hard. So, try that. That's good. And guys, if you want to go deeper, we actually know a little secret. Put your leg up. Put one leg up. Put your left or right, whatever. And that also helps. Also, keep it clean. Keep, you know, the area downstairs clean. You like shave. That also helps. It makes it feel bigger sometimes, you know, for the guy. You know, like, it's hard to explain because, you know, I don't actually have that kind of equipment, you know.
Well, it feels smoother.
Yeah, and it makes the guy look bigger and feel bigger because I guess he doesn't have a bush there or something. I don't know.
Never will could be.
But he was in the military for a while, and I know that there's probably people out there that's listening to this right now that might not have, you know, their loved one there because of the military, you know, being in the military, and or if they're about to ship out and or something like that, you can get Clone a Willy, and that would work. So, I mean, I've read stories about that. And a lot of girls, you know, clone their men's dicks. So they'll have that whenever they're, you know, the guys are not around. So, you know, that's an idea. So I just thought I'd throw that out there for you guys.
And we actually thought about doing that for you.
Yeah. Instead of using, you know, the, you know, his isn't very curved though. His is pretty much straight. So. Don't you girls wish there was a wave that you can, like, bend or position or something? You know what I'm saying? Like,
flexibility?
Yeah. Make your man's dick more upward or something. I don't know. There's a porn star. I forgot his name. St. Croix or something like that?
Yep.
And to me, he has a very small penis, but it goes upward. Like, really up there. And I was like, I watched, you know, a lot of porn with him in it. And he was getting girls screaming. And I was like, okay, how in the hell? What does he have? I mean, I don't see nothing much there, you know? And so I kept watching, and I noticed that it was bent. And I guess it was hitting their G-spot because they was, like, screaming, moaning, you know, the whole nine yards. And so, let's see, Jenna Jameson, he's had sex with her. She was all over the place. I mean, he had her crawling. So, I mean, I wish there was a way, but I'm happy with what he has. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, you know, I wish there was a way that you could bend it. But keep it spicy. That's why we have sex toys. And guys, also, sex toys are good for if you don't, like, if you're a premature ejaculator or, you know,
ED.
Yeah, erectile dysfunction, of course. And basically, if you, there's also these things now that I didn't even know existed. And I mean, me and him talked about it, and he said, I would feel like, I guess it would hurt his feelings if I ever said, you know, we should get one of those. But it's a strap-on for a guy. You can actually put it on your guy. Like, if he has erectile dysfunction, he just slides it over his. You know what I mean? It's it, it has a hollow area for your man's shaft to go in there, and it works that way. We haven't done that. We just use our regular toys and oral, and that man can eat for hours. I'll just tell you that. You women, if you want, when he first started, he couldn't do it for very long. He said his tongue hurt, like it was stretching or something. I can't remember how he worded it. What did you say?
Well, I believe that I said that it was about like my tongue would try to cramp after a while.
Yeah.
Here's the best exercise I've found for it. Guys, lick your plates.
He's not kidding. He licks his plate like I'll be over there going, really? Or if you're still hungry, there's food in there, you know? But I've noticed after he gets done eating, from like, hey, let's go to the bedroom, you know, he really goes to town on the pussy, let me tell you. So, you know, I guess that's the way men strengthen their tongues. They get, you know, it's, we've tried a lot of stuff. He's tried, we've tried everything. So if you hear anything in this podcast that you guys like, want to try out, try it. And if you you think you guys have some, you know, opinions for us, what you guys think we should try, leave comments, because I've got it where you guys don't have to sign in to leave comments, so you guys can just leave your comments on sensualseduction.podomatic.com. and I'm working on a website, so as soon as we get done with the this one, then probably on our next one I'll be posting a site, so be looking out for that one. And I mean, just keep your sex life open. I mean, open to everything. Like, we've tried, like I said, everything. If it's been done, we may have tried it, but we may not have. See, you guys may know something we don't. You know what I mean? So, let's see. I can name off all my sex toys I do have, though. See, I have the Lex Steel. The John Holmes, that's a little too much. Yeah, I don't use that one hardly at all. It's like, you can't even get it on. You know what I mean? Like, the head is as far as we go. It's like, how fun is that? You know? Am I lying?
No, you're not.
It's like, that's no fun. Okay, so you want to stick to the right kind of toy. Now I'm a girl, so I can go ahead and help the girls out there that doesn't know what size to get. Basically, you don't want to go with, like, your eyes can be bigger than your vagina. Okay, let's just go that way. Basically, I thought that I can handle, there's this toy called Big Boy with Balls. So I thought, okay, I can do this. Because it didn't look that big in the picture. But when I got it, I was like, okay, yeah, I can try that. So basically, we tried it. It didn't go. It did not go. It literally ripped. So that was a no-no. So you don't want to get too big of a toy, because you will not enjoy it at all. And you can also, if you're single, I can give you, you know, I did this when I was single. Vibrators on the clit and a good dildo. That's the way to go. And, you know, you can get the one with the bullets, you know, like the magic bullet that vibrates really, really fast. And then you can get like the, I don't know, I had like a ridged dildo, so that's how I kept myself, you know, satisfied. And stuff like that. That's, I mean, but don't go too big, you know, start off kind of small, you know, with the toys. You don't want to like jump into it, because I'm not really an amateur no more. I thought I was, but I'm not. So I know what I'm doing with the sex toys. There's also waterproof ones, there's jellies, but make sure they're phthalate free. You want to do that. You definitely want to make sure that they're phthalate free. And like me, I use Cyberskin, though that's my favorite. There's UR3, and let's see, there's a lot of good ones out there, but just make sure that they're not made of any harmful chemical, you know, like porous. You don't want nothing like that. You want to make sure that you clean them very well, because they can cause some really bad infections. I haven't experienced that, but I've read some horror stories, and it's not pretty. But make sure that, you know, like if your boyfriend or whatever's not in the mood, just sneak in the bedroom and have yourself a good time. You know, I haven't done that. I haven't had to do that because he's more than willing, let me tell you. Like, before we started, he was grabbing my ass and my boobies and stuff, and, you know. I mean, he's a pervert. He ain't lying. So he was ready to go at it before we even started the show. And we're not, like, horn dogs all the time, but I'm, you know, we're just open about our relationship and, you know. And I have been known to be, like, the Dr. Ruth and, like, everything, you know, online. It's, like, people ask me questions, like, on, okay, like, we're gamers. We play video games. And we don't, I don't know why, but people just start asking me questions, like, one time, me and him was in this party together, and this guy told him, you know what's great is, like, when you tie, you know, your handcuff your girlfriend and make it where she can't move, because that just makes it really, you know, makes it come harder, you know. And then I get asked questions like, what's the best, you know, sexual position to get into and all this stuff. And then I start getting it. What's the weirdest question I've been asked that you think, Warpath?
Well, it would either have to be either, I believe you had someone ask you if you've done anal.
Yeah, I've been asked that. I mean, just random people. I mean, seriously. I'm not going to name the games off because that would be kind of not good. But, you know, I guess I'm like the sex ed for the online. I don't know. But there are some podcasts out there that will maybe go as in-depth as I am. I don't know. I haven't really listened to a whole bunch. I listened to one tonight. Wasn't very long. I mean, it was like maybe 9 minutes. And the guy asked a girl if she was a squirter. She was a guest on his show. And I was thinking, wow, okay. actually, I don't think if we want to talk about squirting, have I ever? I don't think I have. If I have, I don't remember it.
We did one time.
One time.
Yeah.
When was this?
It was one of the times we were using one of the bigger ones.
Oh, well.
And whenever I pulled it out, needless to say, I got a mouthful.
Well, I think squirting means whenever you're actually going at it, and then, you know, when the girl gets off, she literally squirts.
Well, when I pulled it out, you did squirt out.
Okay. I thought this happens when it... Yeah. Well, I guess I did. What can I say? I guess I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. If I squirted, then that's a good thing.
So oh, yeah.
I guess I'm a squirter. All right. let's see here. What else? Me, personally, I know this is going to sound, like, really weird, but I don't talk about oral sex on guys because, personally, that's not my thing. And I know that there's girls out there thinking, is it normal for me not want to give my guy oral sex? Yes, it's normal. You can ask him. I don't do it. I did it when we first met. I did it a couple times and I was like, I can't do it. You know, because I have that gag reflex, and I know there's some stuff for that. You know, you can numb the back of your throat, and that's kind of silly to me, but there's, you know, products out there that will numb the back of your throat and stop the gag reflex, but I just don't like to do it. It's just something that doesn't turn me on. It's just, you know, it could be, you know, I don't know, I just don't like it. So if you're out there and you're listening and you know you're a female and you don't want to give your man head, then that's your deal, you know, because he understands. At least I think he does, you know.
Yeah.
So, I can barely hear you.
Okay.
No, I meant when you said, it was like a, yeah.
I said yeah.
Okay. Well, like he does me, but I know some guys are like, return the favor, you know. If I'm going to do you, you're going to do me. And I understand that. I truly do. But personally, I just don't like it. It's like doing that is, to me, it literally makes me kind of sick to my stomach. So, I mean, I'm not funny or anything, but it's like, I don't know, I just still don't like doing it. But yeah. But he does. Not you know.
Not on guys.
Not on guys, right. I sure hope not, because...
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we have nothing against, you know, people that are gay or bi or whatever. It's just, you know, this is our preference. You know, I prefer men and he prefers women. And, you know, he's only been with me. So, I mean, I guess I taught him well.
Well, you tell me, did you?
Yeah, I did. Yep. Okay. I think I taught him a little too good, because he wants it all the time, let me tell you. But sometimes there is times that he does have a little issue. That's why we mentioned ED. You know, there's times where we think it might be something to do with... I don't know if you want me to say this. Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to talk about it, Warpath?
Well, it won't hurt for both of us to talk about it. We don't know if it's from the possibility of low testosterone, since that's normal in men as they age.
Mm-hmm.
But the sounds of things is perfectly normal for men to have erectile dysfunction. I mean, I believe I read somewhere that there's at least 90% of men that actually goes through, if not more.
Right. And that's when, you know, there's been times that we have went to, you know, have sex and he couldn't, you know, stay hard because we can't figure out if he was too excited about what was about to happen or if he had erectile dysfunction. So basically what he would do is, you know, like I said earlier, you guys are going to think, God, she's all fixated on them toys. No. If your man has erectile dysfunction, you can try to help him. You know, there's things we've done. He reaches around and, you know, plays in my titties and stuff like that. You know, that helps him. Sometimes it'll get hard again. And then, you know, we can sometimes finish that way. Sometimes there's not really much we can do, so we use the toys. So if your man has that problem, then try to be understanding. Like, I, you know, there's times I'll be like, oh, come on, you know, but then there's times I'm like, okay, well, we can work with this, you know, we'll figure this out. So that's why we have the toys and stuff like that. So that's what they're good for, and also to spruce up your sex life. So, yeah. Well, we do hope that you did enjoy this podcast and it was, give you guys the information that you guys would like to have. Because there are podcasts that, you know, just talk about boring stuff, or they act like they're going to talk about sex and stuff and they really don't. Or, you know, this is for the people, the lovers out there that want to spruce up their love life, and we've shared a little bit of our love life with you guys and told you guys what we use and what we do. And is there anything else you'd like to share with them, Warpath?
Not anything that I can think of right now.
Okay. Well, I guess that's about it, guys. We do hope that you guys do subscribe, and you can also follow me on my podcast page. You can, I'm thinking about going ahead and uploading this to iTunes, so you might be able to subscribe there. And don't forget to look for that new website that I'm going to be building when I talk about it next time. I might even go into the description and maybe change it and put in the website address there. So that's where we'll try to talk about it, you know, as much as we can. Like, there may be questions or something you guys want to ask us on there, or you guys can ask us through the actual podcast page. So, if you guys want to ask us questions, don't forget to leave your comments. Let us know what you guys think. And thank you so much for listening. And please, again, don't forget to subscribe, tell your friends, and have a good evening.